שלום, אנחנו לומדים מספר תיקוני הזוהר.
Learning from the Tikkuni Zohar, corrections of the Zohar. Correction number 66, page 133 in Hebrew. You can watch our lesson on cam.tv and ask questions there. Selected questions relevant to the topic will be asked during the lesson.
תיקוני הזוהר, תיקון 66.
Correction number 66, page 133.
ואין אדם, הן אדם. נכון, כן. כן, כן, הן אדם. שורה, הן אדם.
Okay, paragraph.
הן האדם היה כאחד ממנו.
But man was as one of us. The holy angels said, because he was as one of us, as the serpent said, and you will be as God, knowing good and bad. This is to know good and bad. This caused him death. If he were rewarded with eating from the tree of life, which is a tree of life, which is, it is a tree of life for those who hold her, what is written about her? And he took also from the tree of life and ate and lived forever. Rabbi Shimon said, woe unto those who are permitted to engage in the Torah, as was said about her, and it took also from the tree of life, and in her mitzvot, commandments, which are the fruits of the tree, as was said about it, and he ate and lived forever. They follow those who are enticed by the primordial serpent. They are told, engage in the angels appointed over the stars and the sun and the moon, and over those appointed over ghosts and demons, to be as God, knowing good and bad. It was said about them, thus said the Lord to the ones on the altar, and to the ones who complain, to the stars, and to the signs, and to the sun, and to the moon, and to the whole host of heaven, which I did not command. This is the meaning of the Creator commanding man not to eat from the tree of good and bad, because on the day you eat from it, you will surely die. And the wicked Yeshu engaged in this, and the generation of Enosh, the generation of the flood, and the generation of Babylon. The Creator uprooted them from this world and from the next world. This is, on the day when you eat from it, you will surely die. Die in this world, and die in the next world. This sin caused the ruin of the temple, and the exile of Israel among the nations of the world, and they were killed. Each one sacrificed and complained, and hosts of above would come down, and when the prophet would chastise them, what is written about them, they did not listen to the voice of a prophet and a seer. And how did the prophet chastise them? He would tell them that they should repent, and if not, he would stop the heaven, and there would not be rain, and the soil would not yield fruit. And they would scorn him and say, we satiate those who give, who are appointed over the flood, the rain, and force them to bring down the rain. And the Creator replaced the appointees by their messengers because of them. And he killed them and destroyed the temple because of them. And Israel were exiled among the nations of the world. This is the sin of Adam, that the serpent caused death to him and his wife, by enticing them with that tree, as it is written, for God knows that on the day you eat from it, your eyes will open. And because of it, the Creator commanded the Son of Man, observe what you were permitted. You have no business. You have no business in the concealed. Rabbi Elazar said, by what did those hosts come down? He told him, my son, how do you think that they were coming down? It must be this is the meaning of the tree of knowledge of good and bad, that the Creator will reveal it in the world only among the friends until the generation of the Messiah King will come. He told him, because it is revealed among the friends, what is it? He told him, my son, From his hips and above, he was good. From his waist and above, he was good. From his waist and below, he was bad. Nebuchadnezzar knew him, and thus he made his image. And in it, the tree of good and bad is apparent. As it is written, his head of gold was good, his chest and arms of silver, thus far was from the good side, and because of it, of good gold. From his waist down, bad, as it is written, his abdomen and thighs are of copper from the primordial serpent. From this tree, the souls of the mixed multitude come down. They are a mixture of good and bad, and several veins hang off this tree, which are the host of heaven, appointed over stars and signs, and all are mixed with good and bad. And the branches were hanging from that side and from that side, those put to death and those bring life, those demons from the left and those angels from the right. And they knew all the colors of the branches of the tree, which are signs and stars, and they were collecting herbs like those colors, and made similar image like the one, like the fortune or the sign that they wanted to bring down, like the lamb or the ox or a virgin or twins or the form of man, two faces, which is the image of a female, or a crab or a lion or scales or a scorpio or the rainbow or the Capricorn or the fish, or the bucket. And they complained about those herbs in every color, to each one according to his color. And thus they would make his image, the image of the sun, and the moon, and the seven planets. And they were complaining about each form that they wanted to bring down to the world. Because of it, it was said about them, thus said the Lord to the ones who complain, and who make offerings to the stars and to the signs and to the sun and to the moon and to the whole of the host which I did not command. He told him, what is to those who give offerings? He told him, they would do it for every image, taking beasts or fowls according to that sign, and they would offer them. This is to those who offer. They would bring them down and speak with them, and they would do their will, and they would bow to them and believe in them. He told them, by what would they bring them down? He said to him, my son, they knew all the names of the explicit name, and they would swear them, adjourn them, and then they would bring in the explicit name in the mouth of these similitudes, and they would speak. This is the meaning of the word, and I took out what he swallowed from his mouth. The explicit name fell, and immediately the image fell on its face. Rabbi Elazar said to him, how did the name of the Creator speak in them? He told him, my son, it was said about this, do not pronounce the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will avenge he who says his name in vain. He told him, can a person learn the name of the Creator in vain? He told him, yes. Also, one who takes out from the singular authority and lets into the multiple authorities, or ejaculates from him from the sign of the Holy Covenant and places it in a foreign authority, it is as if he planted a tree of good and bad. Because of it, the son he planted in a harlot, or a handmaid, or a Gentile, or a woman in menstruation, it was said, do not make an idol for yourself. And about the daughter that was made in this way, she is called Masecha, a mask. And it is written, damned is the man who makes a statue and a mask an abomination to the Lord. and there in concealment. What is in concealment? In the concealment of the world. Because of it, the Creator said, do not make with me gods of silver, gods of gold. It was said, do not do with me like those who serve me above, to depict in concealment any imagination or depiction. For anyone who depicts above to the Creator in concealment, which is his Shekhinah, comprising ten sefirot, any image or form as depicted in those who serve him, his soul dresses in that image. When she departs from this world, a voice comes out in her, burn the image in fire. Because of it, the Creator said, to whom do you compare me that I will be equal to? He will be said holy. And to whom do you imagine the Creator? And what to whom do you imagine? Do you compare God? And what image do you give him? And my son, certainly anyone who takes out from the multiple authorities and brings into the singular authority, either from the singular authority and that's into the multiple authority, it's as though he mixed the name of the Creator with idolatry and makes a tree of good and bad. This is the meaning of his what he swallowed came out of his mouth, in which he would say, the image of Nebuchadnezzar, I am the Lord your God. Because of it, do not pronounce the name of the Lord your God in vain. And the Creator is destined to uproot that tree from the world and burn it in hell. As it is written, and the strong one will be shaken off, and his work a spark, and both of them will burn, and no one will quench it. Rabbi Elazar said to him, thus, the people must not use any angel or a name in the world once there is mixture. He told him, my son, it is not so. For the Creator said to man, you will eat from every tree in the garden, and from the tree of knowledge of good and bad you will not eat. Rabbi Elazar said, that was before he sinned. After he sinned and went down from his place and mixed with the tree of the of good and bad, he told him, of course, it is so. And when Israel are in exile, it is as though they are mixed with the tree of good and bad. Because of it, it was said, Israel in exile were idol worshipping in purity. But those who know the tree of the Creator, which is a tree of life, planted in its garden, which is his Shekhinah, of which it was said, evil will not dwell with you, they can bring down force from there for his Shekhinah without any mixture. In each and every mitzvah, it is a tree that bears fruit according to its kind, planted in the garden without any mixture whatsoever. Because of it, he said to his kind, but the tree of knowledge of good and bad was not said about him in his kind. But a kind is mixed not with his kind. Because of it, it was said, you will not sow a mixture in your field and do not wear a mixed garment. Worthy is he who brings up the who elevates the faith in the Creator, which is his Shekhinah, consisting of 10 utterances, with one thought, one desire, without any mixtures. And each and every sefirah is planted in him. And it is a garden where all the sefirot are one. And each one makes a fruit in it, according to its kind. It is a kind that is all one. And one does not bring seeds from it outwards. So should man be, not ejaculate sperm outside of his mate, who is his kind, his unification. And at that time, when a person should unite the Creator with his Shekhinah, he should take off from himself any thoughts which are klipot, of which it was said, many thoughts are in man's heart, and to raise his Shekhinah in him in one thought, as it is written, and the counsel of the Lord shall be established. Like a person who unites with his mate and takes off his clothes to be one with her, as it is written, and they became one flesh. So one should take off for himself any other thoughts when he unites the Creator each day twice. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Correction number 67. In the beginning God created is Matat, whom the Creator created first, and before the whole of the host of heaven below. This is the small Adam, whom the Creator made in the image of above, without mixture. It was said about him, let the earth bring forth all kinds of animals, and it is a fruit tree bearing fruit according to its kind, as above. Woe unto one who mixes above and below. This is the tree of mixture. Mixture from the tree of death. Because of it, it is called mate, staff, which turns into a serpent, by which to flog the wicked. Who turns it? The Creator, who controls him. Rabbi Elazar said to him, Father, since the Creator knew that this tree was destined to cause death to man and to all the creations that were to come after him, why did he create man who was destined to sin to him? He told him, my son, the image above was not complete until he created man. For this, how Adam above was, like the soul with regard to the body. And as the soul cannot work without the body, so he had to create an image below to bring forth the work in it. And it is all as it is done above. Adam means katan, small of Chanuch, 9 dots. His work is a Shekhinah that consists of all the letters of the Torah. Everything is as it is above. Adam above was incomplete without the female. As it is written, he created them male and female and blessed them and called their name Adam. Adam is male, and Adam is female. When Adam below, who is the female, was created, as it is written, and God created man in his image, the image of above was completed. This is the meaning of, for the Lord did not bring down rain on the earth. Why? Because there was no man. Because of it, he had to create man by whom to complete the image of above. And the female in that man, in her he was one. As it is written, for I called him one, and I will bless him and multiply him. This is the meaning of the soul. Then he said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helpmate against him. This is the body, which is a slave, a serpent, a handmaid, consisting of good and bad, in order to be to him reward and punishment. And because of her, he said, behold, I place before you life and good and death and bad, and told him, and choose life. For had he not given it to him, he would not have reward and punishment, and he would be like a beast. And yet, the Creator showed him all this, everything that was happening to him, if he leaned toward chesed, mercy, which is toward the merit, or if he leaned toward the faults in it. If the Creator wanted his death, he would not show him those two ways, which are death and life by the hand of the tongue. He showed him that he did not mix good with bad. The Creator separated them. It is written, and God separated the light from the darkness. And the meaning of it is, He separated the veil, parochet, for you. So the Creator made within man's body the diaphragm, which separates between the degrees of the tree of good, tree of good and tree of bad. And He commanded him not to mix good with bad. As it is written, from the tree of knowledge of good and bad, you will not eat. The Creator commanded man to beware of it. And then He said, the woman that you have placed with me, she gave me from the tree, and I ate. In the meantime, one old man came to Him and said, Rabbi, Rabbi, I see a verse that said in the Torah, if a man dies in the tent, but the Torah, before the world was existed, before the world was created, and we see that the world preceded man, for all the world and its needs were created before man was created. So, what correction is there here? He told him, old man, it is written that the souls of the righteous were created before the world was created. As it is written, in the beginning God created. And there is no beginning but a soul, of which it was said, man's soul is the candle of the Lord, the candle of man, it is the candle of man above. But there is man and there is man. There is the man who is the man of the soul, and there is the man of the body, of whom it is written, man is like hevel, which is a fume. And it was said about him, if a man dies in the tent, and it is written, cursed is the man who trusts in man and places the flesh of his arm. This is some, an unworthy man, and he has two bad females. And it was said about them, over all the souls of the dead, he will not come to his father and to his mother, and will not defile. His father is the Creator, and his mother is the Shekhinah, divinity. Was it not said about the Creator and his Shekhinah, all my words are as fire, says the Lord? As fire does not accept impurity, tum'ah, so he does not accept tum'ah. He told him, but it is written, he defiled the temple of the Lord, and this is his Shekhinah. He told him, certainly the Creator and his Shekhinah do not accept tum'ah. But anyone who defiles a place where she dwells is regarded as though he does it to him. Because of it, he will not defile his mother or his father, and his father is the Creator, and his mother is the Shekhinah. This is the meaning of one who moves from the public authority, public domain, to the authority, to the singular authority. Because of it, he said, do not defile the name of my holiness. This is Adni, the singular authority, Havaya, the singular one in the world. And this is Adam. Because of it, he will not defile his father or his mother. This is the meaning of one who moves from the public domain into the singular authority. And because of it, he said, if a man dies in the tent, he is an unworthy man. From that side, a wicked man is called dead initially, before the world was created. But it was not said about man that he is from the side of holiness. And there are many fools in the world who say that the Creator sentenced the man to die, as it is written, if a man dies. So how do we say that there will not be death from him? Woe unto them, it would be better for them not to be created in the world, for they are the ones who compare the man who is called Israel to the unworthy man, and say, as a good man, and the good man and the sinner are all equal. As Shaft as chaff in the wind. These wicked who say so, the angel of the Lord repels them. There is a man who is Israel, and there is a man who is an angel, and this is Matat. And there is a man in the image of the Creator, who is his Atzilut, and this is Yud Ke Vav Ke. And he has no Bri'ah and Yetzirah and Asiyah, but only Atzilut. In that place, there is no sin or death, as it is written, evil will not dwell with you. The unworthy, the Creator commanded the unworthy man not to eat from it and not to mix it with the good. This is as one who mixes silver with lead. It causes confusion in the household of above, mixing darkness with light, which the Creator separated, as it is written, and God divided between the light and the darkness. Moreover, one who places his sperm in a woman with menstruation, or a handmaid, or a Gentile, or a harlot, it is as though he mixes what the Creator separated, as it is written, and is separated between water and water, which are the water of menstruation and pure water. And where one is forbidden, one is permitted. One is kosher, one is not. One is tum'ah, impurity, and one is tohara, purity. These are the six orders by which the Mishnah was given to distinguish between good and bad, and which Adam and the generations after him mixed. Correction number 68. In the beginning God created. What is God? The blazing of the swirling sword to keep the path of the tree of life. The staff of the Creator, for sure. And this is Matat. And it was said that he moves from Din to Rachamim, from judgment to mercy. And in him are all the images that are not similar to one another. When he turns from right to left, it seems like the face of an ox. When he turns from left to right, it seems like the face of a lion. When he turns away, when he turns from both of them into the west, he turns his face back and becomes an eagle. When he turns from the two of them eastward, which is in the middle, he turns into man, from below the eagle. For there is no image in the world that is not apparent in him. 12 signs are seen in him, in all the forms of the image of the angels, in the image of the souls, in the image of everything that was created in heaven and in earth. He is not the image of the complete man in all the corrections, unless he comprises everything, in the heaven and earth, the sun and the moon, and the stars and the signs and the throne and the angels, in the Garden of Eden and hell, at the side of both of them. From the two of them, we were given the good inclination and the bad inclination. The Garden of Eden, he found a woman, he found good. Hell, I find the woman more bitter than death. And both are in the heart. The heart of a wise man to his right, and the heart of a fool to his left. Correction number 69. In the beginning, two bets, Chochmah and Bina. Third, the fear of the Lord, the beginning of knowledge. By this knowledge, Da'at, it was said, and the man knew Eve, his wife. For there is coupling only in Da'at, which is the middle pillar, the unification of Abba ve'Ima. So it is below. The righteous is the unification, the middle pillar, and the Shekhinah below, and the body and the covenant. And it is written, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and to him where the story is told. And both are a testimony, and there is no testimony in less than two. This son is the unification of Abba ve'Ima. It is a pillar, tolerates everything, like the heaven and earth, of which it was said, the world exists on one pillar. As it is written, the righteous is the foundation of the world. Likewise, Abba ve'Ima are supported by the middle pillar, which is the unification between the mother and daughter, like this one, Hava. In it, the he become one, Yud Gimel here, Yud Gimel here, 13 here and 13 here. And this is Vav, 6, Yichud, unification, 2 sisters. Like this, and God created, this is the meaning of the Aleph. Yud, above, Yud, below, and Vav, in the middle. The unification of the two of them, the bride and her mother-in-law. The rule of both, he, mother and daughter, Vav, between the two of them. Above, there is no
למטה, חוץ ממקומו נאמר, לא תקרבו לגלות. ועוד, מצאנו סוד עליון ערבה. כאשר וו בן שהוא רע, נעשה אור, כמו שכתוב, ויעס השם אלוקים לאדם ולאשתו, קוטנות אור, אור וילבישם. ועליהם נאמר, ולפני עיוור לא תיתן מכשול, שהרי רע מן אור, שהוא ערבה, שהבדיל בין וווקי, שהם אח ואחות, כאשר התלבש...
Above, there is no nakedness, the nudity. In that place, it says, you will not be like your maker. Below, outside of his place, it was said, do not approach the exile. We also find the upper secret, the ilva, the nudity, el vav ke, where vav, between the el, which is bad, becomes the skin, as it is written, and the Lord God made man for man and his wife garments of leather and clothed them. And it was said about them, do not place an obstacle before a blind man. For bad comes from o, leather or skin, which is the elva, the nudity, the pubis, which separates between vav and k, which are brother and sister. When he clothed the tree of life in the tree of good and bad, as it is written, and the tree of life within the garden and the tree of knowledge of good and bad, when it is ill, between son and daughter, do not approach to reveal the nudity. Do not approach the ilva. Do not approach vav to the hay, so that the bad will not be revealed between them. This is the klipa of the ola, the foreskin. El from ola, foreskin, is ra, bad. By this man sinned, as it was written, as it was said, Adam harishon was pulling on his foreskin, and this caused incest in the world. Because of it, your bow will awaken. In Hebrew, it sounds the same. The letters have the words have the same sound. Awaken is erva, the nudity with reversed letters, in which place your bow is the bow of the rainbow of the covenant, of which it was said, and Rachel gave birth, and she had difficulty in delivery. This is the meaning of the words, you will bear sons with sadness. This is the meaning of, I placed my bow in the cloud. In it was an obstacle to Adam Rishon, as it was said to Adam Rishon that he was pulling on his foreskin.
קשה לאות השם. ועל זה הקש נאמר, ובית עשיו לקש.
And the reason he was keeping him with my image, it was said about him, and God created the man in his image, because one who keeps the covenant is rewarded with kingdom. It was said in partnership with me. And if he does not keep it, he turns the kash. The one who keeps this covenant, it is a testimony to him. The name Shema, the Dalet, from one kind, and if he does not keep the covenant, the tip of the Dalet escapes from him, from Echad, one, and he remains as Acher. And man knew Eve, his wife. The old man arose and said, Rabbi, Rabbi, until now did man not know his wife? But when he sinned, the Shekhinah departed from him. And it was said that when there is no Shekhinah in her place, intercourse is forbidden. Because it was said about her, about it, and Israel bowed at the edge of the bed. And this caused her to depart from the right and from the left where she was. This is the meaning of the ibur, impregnation. And it was said for a reason. He who places his bed between north and south will have male sons. And he caused that bed to depart from there. In this way, he was removed from intercourse. And after he was punished, the bed returned to its place. At that time, the man knew Eve, his wife. And the man knew Eve, his wife. There is no one which is good, and there is no one which is bad. As in, and they knew that they were naked. And as in, and you are stark naked. Stark from the written Torah and naked from the oral Torah. And man knew, and Mordechai knew all that was done. Likewise, man knew that it caused separation between the Creator and his Shekhinah. That man sinned with the thought, and Eve sinned with the action, with the act. In that place where it was said Israel, where Israel came in the thought, in that place his soul was taken on the path of Atzilut, there he sinned. And Eve, with his act, which is his strength, 28 letters of the work of creation. And everything is Chokhmah, Koach Ma. And the man knew his sin. With what? With Cain. As it is written, and she became pregnant and bore Cain. Because it was said about him, from the root of a serpent, the viper emerges, which is the filth that he cast, that the serpent cast in Eve. And he knew his filth would spread until Kini, the son-in-law of Moses. And when he saw his incarnation and repentance there, he said, I bought the man of the Lord. Now I know him that I bought him with Kini, the son-in-law of Moses, and I gained him there. And because of it, it was said, I bought the man of the Lord. This is the meaning of, I saw the wicked buried, and they came and went from a holy place. Rabbi Shimon said to him, old man, old man, why did the Creator trouble himself with them to bring them in an incarnation? He told him, because of the honor of the righteous, to remove the sin from them. For until Cain repented, Adam's flaw was not completed. Because of it, for his glory, the Creator troubled himself with Cain, and likewise with all the wicked who are sons of righteous. He told him, what is the filth that the serpent cast in Eve? He told him, it is Lilith, a foul drop, which is the filth. It is the shaft in the dough. As was said, who detains the shaft in the dough? This is the fruit of some, of which it was said, and she took from his fruit and ate. This is death, and it is written, her legs go down to death. And it is a bad drop, the filth of another god, the potion of death, filth, and the foreskin of the tree of death. And because of it, it was said, Adam was pulling on his foreskin. Because of it, it was said, and she also bore his brother Abel. He started and said, they will return to their dust. Here, the incarnation of the righteous is implied. And he showed him the incarnation in each and every generation, how he walked from righteous to righteous until 600,000, until he came to the one of whom it was said, Beshagam is Basar, flesh. Beshagam is Hevel. And it was said, Beshagam is Moses. Immediately when he saw that the Torah was destined to be given through him, she added for him several offerings to the Creator and several prayers and litanies. And this is, and she bore more. Because of it, it was said about him, a generation goes and a generation comes. And there is no generation of less than 600,000. And above, a generation goes is the Vav, amounting to 600,000 with six digits. Six Sfirot, sorry. And the land ever stands is the Shechina, which stands for him. And this is the time that stands for him. Because of her, of it, it was said, the fortune of the day does not cause, but the fortune of the hour. And not every person has a fortune, because there's a righteous person who is unfortunate. The time stands only for the one who owns it. The fortune stands only to the one who owns it. And that fortune from her sons live, and there is nourishment for the Son of Man. And because of that was said, sons, life, and nourishment do not depend on, they depend only on fortune. What is her fortune? Her husband. And her husband is unfortunate. As was said, there is no luck to Israel. And although everything depends on luck, even the Book of Torah in the Heichal, the hall, is the bottom Shechina. The Book of Torah is the righteous. There are 12 signs, which are Vav from the letter Aleph. This is the meaning of the Vav. Vav, Aleph, Vav. Aleph, Vav, Aleph, the name Vav, upper Vav, which is the upper fortune that was in the thought. When it's Aleph, there is the Vav of the middle of the letter Aleph. It is the fortune of everything. Where there is the upper letter of Yud at the top of the Aleph. And when it came in the thought, it was said Israel emerged in the thought, which is the Yud, over the top of the Aleph. Because of it, Israel has no fortune, for it came up in the thought. Every fortune is appointed over an hour from the 12 signs, which is the fortune of everything, the sign of everything. All the signs hang down from it, which are Vav, Vav, appointed over the 12 hours, which are He, He, and worthy is one for whom the fortune succeeds. We'll move on to the next.